is World Soccer Talk Radio. I am your host, Nathan Aaron Aberea. You're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Check out the website that started it all, worldsoccertalk.com, for all of the fantastic soccer journalism within. Quite a few Premier League previews flying around worldsoccertalk.com. Twitter, at World Soccer Talk, at Sports Byline USA for updates on the show. And if you want to call me an MLS bot, or you want to call me a promotion relegation troll, I get called both. I don't know how that happens. If you want to call me an unpleasable anti-Garber madman or a Klinsmann-hating derelict, again, I get called both. Get at me at Nate WST. Love mail and hate mail. I want it all, and I want it now. I got to go back to talking to Taylor Twellman on this show back about 3 months ago. And Taylor said, you know you're doing something right when you're called an MLS hater 1 week and then you're a Klinsmann hater the next week. So, hey, we must be doing something right on this show. We're talking Premier League in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. Nipun Chopra of the United and Liverpool Fans podcast will be joining us. You heard the title of Nipun's show correctly. The United and Liverpool Fans podcast. That's right. Liverpool and United fans coming together for the sake of glorious podcasting. We're 3 days away from the start of the Premier League. Let's soak it in. Let's have it. We are almost there. And I get so much grief from United fans on Twitter and Facebook and even friends around the soccer communities in various cities across this country and around the world for that matter. I get so much grief about never paying love to Manchester United. I just want to talk all about Liverpool on this show. Well, you know what? Today, let's have it. We're talking all about Manchester United. Is it title or bust for LVG? With all the money that they spent, it's got to be title or bust. They're shooting for the stars, and they better make it. I'll tell you what, the expectations are back at Old Trafford. Cannot wait to get this conversation going with Mr. Chopra on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today, you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
We're three days away from the start of the Premier League. It's World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. We are joined in this edition of the show by Nipun Chopra of the United and Liverpool Fans Podcast. Nipun, how you doing, sir?
Nate, thanks for having me on. I'm doing really well. I'm excited to talk Manchester United with you.
Well, hey, we're 3 days away from the start of the Premier League season. And you are, before we get into the start of the Premier League season, you are a podcaster, a United fan, and a neuroscientist?
All those things are true. I would actually say that in the following order. I'm a Manchester United fan, a neuroscientist, and a podcaster. Podcasting is kind of my hobby. Manchester United is the love of my life, and neuroscience is how I pay the bills.
All right. Well, we got to first talk about the podcast titled The United and Liverpool Fans Podcast. So United and Liverpool fans coming together for something other than a jagged edge fight in an alleyway. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's interesting. I get asked this a lot, as you might imagine. I think as American soccer fans, we have the advantage of being able to not only think about soccer from our hearts, but also be able to look at it from a larger perspective. And as a Manchester United fan, I obviously don't really want Liverpool to do well, but at the same time, I have a great respect for Liverpool as a club, as the history behind the club. And the podcast came about as a way for me to discuss Manchester United primarily, and then my co-host happened to be a Liverpool fan, so we sort of ran with the idea that, hey, there are tons of Liverpool podcasts, there are tons of Manchester United podcasts. How about one that has one fan from each kind of talking about each team?
So there's never been any bottles thrown or Stanley knives pulled out when you guys are recording this show?
We've come close. We've had some heated arguments. Usually, it was always about Luis Suarez is when the real big arguments came about. But not yet. Maybe someday.
Well, hey, there's first for everything. So 2015, 2016, look out for the United Liverpool Fans Podcast. All right, let's talk about your beloved Red Devils, Nipun. With all the money spent, let's put this real simply here. With all the money spent, is it title or bust for LVG?
I think objectively speaking, yes. From an outsider's perspective, absolutely. But I think the issue is that the other teams, and we have to talk about the other teams that are in the title race, and when you look at someone like Chelsea, and they have the fantastic personnel they do, of course, Mourinho, Hazard, Fabregas, Costa, but the big one they have is continuity. There's not been a lot of turnover in that Chelsea squad, whereas Manchester United have brought in four first-teamers this time around, and they brought in six first-teamers last season. So and then two first-teamers before that in Martin Fellaini and De Moyes. So you're basically talking about almost a whole new starting 11, and that is never really as good of a transition as what Mourinho is creating at Chelsea. In some ways, I'll finish this point with this, in some ways Mourinho is following the Fergie method of now incorporating a couple of pieces and letting the majority of the team remain the same, whereas Van Gaal is following the old Mourinho method of when he was at Chelsea the first time, which is to buy, buy, buy.
Well, Well, you love it. Jose following in Sir Alex's footsteps. I mean, it rings true so often. I don't think a lot of people realize that. They remember the rivalry that Mourinho and Fergie had. You got to look into the history books and analyze this thing a little bit deeper. And basing this off the point that you just made, Nipun, Jose Mourinho looked up to Sir Alex Ferguson and learned so much from Fergie. And I'm not just talking about developing continuity within a team and a fan base, but post-match press conferences and the mind games, everything. There's so many similarities between the special one and Sir Alex Ferguson. We could dedicate a whole show and a half to those similarities between those two great managers. Now, we talk about all the money spent, Nipun. Let's start talking about the new recruits. Let's start with Memphis Depay, because there's been such a big deal made about this player, and almost to the point where I feel like expectations are going to be too high. And there was such a long, drawn-out process of bringing him to Old Trafford. What's going to be considered a satisfactory first-year performance for Memphis Depay?
I think Memphis Depay has the best chance out of our four recruits to be an immediate success, simply because he's the one that played the most minutes out of all the new recruits in the preseason. And there's definitely a swagger about Memphis Depay. There's a fearlessness that wasn't there with Angel Di Maria. That there's the ability to be a more physical presence in the Premier League, which wasn't there with Angel Di Maria. I'm sure we'll get to him later. But I think Memphis Depay has everything in the locker to be a top Manchester United player. And I won't be surprised when the squad numbers come out if he's given the number 7. Right now everyone thinks he's going to get the number 9. But I won't be surprised if he gets the number 7. And what's a good turnaround for Memphis Depay? I think you'll see him score 15 goals this season.
Is that fair to give someone the number 7 at Manchester United, the same number worn by Georgie Best, David Beckham, and Cristiano Ronaldo? Is that fair to Memphis Depay?
I think so. Let's look at the number 7 in recent years. It was David Beckham. It was given to him when he was 20. Cristiano Ronaldo took it over from him when he was 19. After that, we had Michael Owen, Antonio Valencia, Angel Di Maria. What's really interesting is that the players that got it when they were younger did way better with it than the players that got it when they were in their mid-20s, which is Owen, Valencia, and Angel Di Maria. So I think the fearlessness factor comes with the youth, and I think when you look at Depay, there's definitely fearlessness and the swagger and the ball-playing ability that are all the trademarks of a number 7 at Manchester United.
Nipun, we got 2 minutes before we got to head to our first break here with you. And we had Susie Schopp on the show back last week, a diehard Bayern Munich supporter. And we talked all about Schweinsteiger, everybody's favorite pig farmer, Bastian Schweinsteiger. And Pep Guardiola even coming out, Bayern Munich manager Pep Guardiola coming out over the last couple of days and saying, yeah, good luck with that glass house over there at Old Trafford. I'm paraphrasing there, but look out for the injury struggles of Bastian Schweinsteiger. You really want to make him a first-team player into that team sheet every time. What are you looking for from Bastian Schweinsteiger this season for Man United, and how worried are you about the point that Pep Guardiola makes relating to the injury struggles at this stage of his career?
Well, here's the thing, Nate. I think all of us are hoping, well, some of us are hoping that he's going to be fit all season. I have no such hope. Schweinsteiger hasn't played more than 30 games in the season in 6 seasons now. But the thing is that Schweinsteiger has been brought in because Michael Carrick won't be able to play 38 games this season either. Last season was the first time Michael Carrick played less than 25 games in a season in the last 10 years. So Carrick and Schweinsteiger would be rotated, and as long as we can get 20 games out of each this season, we will have done fantastically well.
So you're basically saying it's going to be like a hybrid player. It's going to be Bastian Schweinsteiger just splitting time at that spot in the midfield.
I think you're struggling with that, Nate. I won't call you out, but that doesn't work. But essentially, Bastian Schweinsteiger and Carrick are making one player. But they will be rotated to play that same deep-lying midfielder position. And I mean, you can see that, right, Nate? I mean, you talked about it on the podcast, on the World Soccer Talk podcast a ton last year, that United struggled without Carrick. Blint did his best, but he is not Michael Carrick when it comes to distribution and reading the game. So Schweinsteiger and Carrick are basically going to make sure that there's one exceptionally good head in the deep-lying midfielder role at Manchester United for every game this season.
All right, we'll go with Bastial Kersteiger there. That one works maybe a little bit better. Nate Abareya and like Nipun Chopra here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. We're talking Louis van Gaal on the other side of this break and the departed Angel Di Maria. Stay with us, World Soccer Talk Radio, 3 days away from the Premier League, baby. Mouth-watering stuff back after this.
Best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today, you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
Well, how do you like these apples? We got some breaking Manchester United news right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. And we've got Nipun Chopra, a diehard Man United fan, on the line with us. My name's Nate Abareya. We're talking all about the new recruits heading to Old Trafford. We talked about Memphis Depay. Talked about Bastian Schweinsteiger, still talk about Schneiderlin, a few others. Barcelona and Manchester United have just agreed on a £22 million fee for Pedro. That's right, Pedro is heading to Manchester United. First off, Nipun, congratulations. Second off, what are the odds that you're sitting here on the show right now, right as this news breaks? And third, how are you feeling about this signing?
So thank you, number one. Number two, had to happen when I couldn't check Twitter. I've been checking Twitter all day to see if this happens. And, of course, it happens while I'm not checking Twitter. And number three, I'm feeling good about it. I think, is he as talented of a player as Angel Di Maria? No. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that Angel Di Maria is one of the five best footballers on this planet. But Pedro gives Van Gaal what Di Maria couldn't, which is tactical flexibility. He can play from the left, on the right, behind the striker. He's even played striker briefly. I don't think that's his best position, though. But beyond that, he also gives a little more work rate than Di Maria gave. Di Maria, of course, the big issue, of course, was his slender body. Pedro will give you a little more physicality. So I think it's a good signing. I think he fits Van Gaal better than Di Maria did. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. It definitely confirms that we are going to stick to a 4-3-3 this year.
All right, Nipun, you said two things that just jumped out at me there. First off, you called Angel Di Maria one of the five best footballers on the planet. Then you said that Pedro is going to fit in better than Angel Di Maria into LVG's quote-unquote system, which had a lot of inconsistency last year. It bounced around. It had a few titles, a few different looks. So you say that Pedro's going to fit into the system better. How much confidence can you have in a manager that can't find a way to fit somebody into his quote-unquote system, who is, as you said, one of the five best footballers on this planet?
I think it's a terrific question, Nate. And for any of our listeners, I've talked about this a lot on our Manchester United preview on the ULF podcast. But let me summarize my thoughts briefly. I think Van Gaal is way too stubborn to succeed in the long term in the current modern day era. I think his style was perfect for back in the day, but there's a reason that he doesn't survive at clubs for longer than five seasons. I think Ajax was the longest he was at any club, and after that it was AZ where he was there for 4 years. Other than that, they've all been three-year projects, which is what is going to happen at United as well. The reason that's relevant is because a player like Di Maria, you bring him into the team, he's a record transfer signing, and you need to build a team around a player like Di Maria. The only situation where you don't build a team around a player like Di Maria is when he's playing with a Messi or a Ronaldo. Those are the only two players in the world that warrant a system around them more than Di Maria. And what did Van Gaal do? He stuck to his own guns, which is basically play possession football, until the other team makes a mistake, and then you play a pass through where Juan Mata can bicycle a kick into Liverpool's net. Yes, Nate, that one was for you.
Thank you.
And go and win that way. But the problem is that a player like Di Maria needs to be able to express himself. He needs to be able to run with the ball. He needs to be able to take players on. And from what players at United under Herrera has declared, it's very clear that Louis van Gaal does not want his players to get to take players on one-on-one. It's more like if you are in a one-on-one situation, you wait for the overlapping fullback, or you play the ball back into center midfield. And that is not productive in a system that involves a player like Angel Di Maria. So, this is a long, long conversation, and I guess I don't want to go off on a rant on it, but I think this is a best-case scenario because Di Maria was not going to fit Van Gaal's system, and Van Gaal wasn't going to change his system to fit Di Maria.
Now, first off, as far as that match that you referenced back in March, if Moreno hadn't been picking daisies on the bloody touchline, he may have been able to mark Juan Mata, some of the worst marking of the season. And then, of course, he never got any blame in that game because all the spotlight was on Stevie G for Stampgate 2015.
Right.
Now, as far as LVG goes, this is the paradox of LVG. And I got to go back to another guest that we've had on the show, the great Thomas Rongen, a proud Dutch manager himself,
yep,
who has made
fan,
a name
big
for himself.
Fan of Tom Rongen.
No, who's made such a great name for himself and such let's talk about a maestro on social media for a man of
right.
his age to just grasp social media better than any young people ever could. Thomas is going on 25 as far as his millennial capability, I swear to God. He said something, one of my favorite quotes that I've ever heard on this show. I asked him, what is LVG going to learn? We had him on right at the end of last season. And I said, Thomas, what do you think LVG has learned in his first season at Manchester United. And Thomas laughed. He goes, LVG doesn't learn. LVG teaches. And that's the stubborn nature of that man. But here's the paradox. Here's what screws with my mind all the time in regards to LVG. Everyone calls him stubborn. Some people call him the most stubborn manager in the world and just stuck in his ways, and he's not going to change his ways. But we're talking about a team that went from 3-5-2 to 4-4-2 to 4-3-3. So, I mean, you see the paradox that I'm talking there. There was so much inconsistency last year, yet everyone calls the man stubborn. Which one is it?
So, Nate, it's a good point, but we have to separate the conversation here. You can play in multiple tactical systems, but still be a manager set in your ways. Mourinho plays in multiple tactical systems, but we know he prefers counterattacking football, right? Sir Alex played in multiple tactical systems. I know we all consider that 4-4-2 is what the Manchester United way is, but there were so many modifications. There was a 4-2-3-1 when Nani and Jisung Park and Ronaldo and Rooney were up front, Giggs was playing. So there have been multiple tactical systems, but the philosophy, oh my God, I can't believe I used the Van Gaal word, but philosophy has, with Van Gaal,
he's getting to you. He's climbing in your
brain. Exactly. He's like toxoplasma, to use a neuroscience reference. It's an insidious parasite. But the issue with Van Gaal is this incessant need to control the ball, to control the ball, and to control the ball. I'm not a big proponent of what Mourinho does, but I respect Mourinho because he knows that you have to win, and possession at the end of the day counts for only so much. And Van Gaal's incessant belief that possession will win you games was true 2 decades ago, maybe a decade ago. It's been true for Barcelona, but it has not worked at multiple times. It didn't work for Holland sometimes. Holland played better when they played counter-attacking football. And I don't think it worked last season for United, especially in the big games. In games against lower opposition. In big games, because they came out to attack United found the space that allowed us to have that mistake that Mourinho made that allowed Mata to go through. But against Leicester City, even though we lost 5-3, you would argue, there wasn't the space that is required for a Manchester United team under Van Gaal to flourish. And that's the stubborn part, Nate. It's the fact that he won't allow for any other way. He won't allow for counterattacking football, for example.
We've got under 3 minutes before we got to head to another break with you, Napoon. And let's talk about the worries for Manchester United real quick. And most notably, the back line. I love that our good pal Stevie Nichol on ESPN FC recently, the great Liverpool man and former New England Revolution manager Stevie Nichol, he said that there is not one defender on Manchester United who would be a starter for any other top six club in England. What do you think about that assertion from Stevie Nichol? And are United going to go out and buy a center back or maybe a wing back or something? Because they keep buying all these attackers, but they're not handling that one big glaring issue, which is their defense.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. I think it's what decides where we finish in the table. I think we will sign Otamendi. I'm sure that will happen. But more so, I can think of maybe Luke Shaw, who walks into most starting lineups in the Premier League. But other than that, I think the assertion is true. I mean, you don't drop, Gary Cahill for Phil Jones or Chris Smalling. I think the best example of what you're saying is what Rio Ferdinand said a couple of days ago, where he said if John Stones were to sign for United, he'd play every game for United, which basically means that a 21-year-old at Everton is better than every single starting central defender at Manchester United. The issue isn't whether these guys can do it. I think the truth is, Nate, if you look at some games, even Johnny Evans has looked like a world beater in some games. The issue is consistency. We have not had the consistency. We've not had a central defender at United that has played 6-7 games in a row in God knows how long, probably five or six seasons. And that is the issue. We've had issues with injury, and we've had issues with personnel changes. So I would love to see someone like Otamendi, who played pretty much every game in the last few seasons for Valencia. So I would love to see Otamendi, and defense is absolutely an issue. We were caught out against PSG. I was at the game in Chicago, and it was clear as day that there are definitely issues in defense. And what has been Van Gaal's solution? Let's play a player in Blind at left center back. Why is he there? Because he can distribute the ball. So again, it comes back to possession.
It all comes back to possession. It all comes back to distribution and control of the ball itself. I gotta love it. You gotta love it. LVG's a madman. Nipun Chopra is with us of the United Liverpool Fans podcast right here on World Soccer Talk, Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're talking one of my favorite rivalries in the history of the English game on the other side of this break. Will it see a revival in this upcoming Premier League season? I'm talking Man United and Arsenal. Stay tuned, and we're laying down some Premier League predictions right here on World Soccer Talk Radio.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me with the love mail and the hate mail at NateWST and get us all at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the program tonight. I know we're talking all about the Premier League, which is a few days away, but tonight, talk about in the immediate. It is one of the most prestigious soccer finals in all of the world. So much history packed in, and there's a chance for some real, real strong history to be made tonight. Some history that is not necessarily going to please many people down in South America. It's the second leg of the Copa Libertadores final. River Plate hosting Tigres. That's right. River Plate, the historic Argentine power, hosting Tigres of Mexico in the 2015 final of the Copa Libertadores, live on U.S. television on Fox Deportes. What I want you to do is press the mute button on Fox Deportes and then head on over to Rabble.tv to listen to my good friend, Latin American soccer expert Juan Arango, sharing his thoughts and opinions, his analysis, his play-by-play during the game live on Rabble.tv. Juan, as many of you know, an exceptional bilingual soccer analyzer. He will be doing this broadcast in English for your listening pleasure on Rabble.tv through your iOS app and now through your mobile browser. And, of course, on your desktop, you can get Rabble and join in on the broadcast by posting your questions or observations in the comment section or create your own broadcast. Call one of your team's games. Doesn't matter what it is, from soccer to UFC and everywhere in between. Create your own Rabblecast. Get on that thing. Cut your teeth as a broadcaster through the good folks at Rabble.tv. Sign up for free today and try it out. But tonight, join Juan Arango. Will it be River Plate or Tigres lifting the Copa Libertadores trophy? As I said, the chance of some history being made tonight that's not going to sit well with many South American purists. Tigres trying to become the first Mexican side to win the Copa Libertadores since Mexican sides were welcomed in to the competition back in the late 90s. Find out tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time in the States with Juan Arango live on Rabble.tv. Copa Libertadores, mi obsesión. No, we're not allowed to sing Boca songs after what they did in that tournament. Okay, we'll leave that for another show. Nipun Chopra of the United and Liverpool Fans podcast is with us in this edition of the show. We're talking all about the Red Devils and the Premier League as a whole. And I went to break with this, Nipun, and let's pick up right where we left off. One of my favorite rivalries in the history of English soccer, studying it going back to the 60s and 70s, but especially in regards to my real formidable years as a fan of the English game. United and Arsenal did so much for me as a young soccer fan, and the games in the late 90s and obviously into the early 2000s as well. The rivalry's seen a dip in recent years for obvious reasons. Neither team is winning the title. Neither team is competing for the title late on. I've made no secret about it. I'm picking Arsenal to win the title this year. And Rebecca Lowe of NBC Sports on the show yesterday, Rebecca said she's picking Arsenal to win the title. They seem to be a bit of a sexy pick going into the 2015-2016 Premier League campaign. Taking a step back from just the Gunners for a second, what I'm really stoked about is the potential revival of this incredible matchup, this incredible rivalry that is Manchester United and Arsenal. Talk about what you're looking for as far as head-to-head matchups between these two teams and potentially these two teams going toe-to-toe for the Premier League title.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was my go-to game to watch in my formative years as well. Going back to Vieira, Keane. You know, we talk about Pizzagate. We talk about that game where Ruud van Nistelrooy missed a penalty. I mean, the unbeaten run for Arsenal, so much history. I would love to see that come back. And I think the big reason it kind of went away was because Arsenal stopped challenging there towards the end of Fergie's reign, which was really it's funny because at the end of Fergie's reign, Wenger and Fergie became friends. And that was only because the heat was taken out by the fact that Arsenal wasn't competing. Now that Arsenal, and I listened to your interview with Rebecca Lowe, which is terrific, from yesterday, and Arsenal is definitely an outsider for the championship. I think United and Arsenal will be fighting for second, though, for reasons that I highlighted earlier regarding Chelsea. I think that this year, so it's never going to come back. We're never going to have that level of passion because the game has moved on. I think that rivalry exists now between Chelsea and Arsenal because of, you saw it last week with Wenger and Mourinho. I think that drives so much hatred between the two sets of fans, the different philosophies of Chelsea and Arsenal, the differing ideas of the managers disliking each other, sets Fabregas. But there's no doubt that Manchester United and Arsenal will always be an important game, even though now Van Persie's gone. But this season, I can see United and Arsenal competing for second and no higher than that.
So let's get into bold prediction time. We'll save the best for last, and you kind of teased it right there. Let's start at the bottom of the table with the teams coming up and with Watford, Norwich, and Bournemouth coming up. You've got so much history packed into these teams. We talked about that with Rebecca yesterday. So many passionate fans coming up. A lot of pride on display and a lot of hopes of, hey, for some of those teams, 17th is the equivalent of a Premier League title. So you also have the Newcastle dumpster fire that just continues to rage on every year. You've got the Aston Villa, Tim Sherwood situation that has so many question marks around it. You have other teams that get sucked down into that fight. I know it's going to be another monumental battle for Leicester City this year as well. If you had to pick one team right now, Napoon, that you're going to say is going to get relegated, who would it be?
Ironically, like I said, I listened to your interview yesterday, and Rebecca talked about Villa doing well. I disagree. I think Villa are gone. I don't think Sherwood will be there in December. I think he'll be fired, and losing the two players that they've lost is going to have a huge impact. Which I, by the way, I laughed at that. I love Villa. I have massive respect for Villa, and you know, Tom Cleverley is still one of my favorite players. He's at Villa. Actually, he's at Everton now. Didn't he switch to Everton, or I forget where he is now. But point being, I do love Villa, and I think Villa is my odds-on team to go down.
Aston Villa to go down. You heard it from Napoon Chopra right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. I've got a huge sauce spot for the Villans. It was the first English ground I stepped foot in back when I was 8 years old. Talked about that with a proud Villa supporter, Seamus Mallon, on the show a couple of weeks ago. I will always have a soft spot for the Villans. We'll see if Brad Guzan can get back in favor, the American goalie at Villa Park after his meltdown last year and after his very, very poor performance in the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Or will the old trusty Irishman hold it down between the pipes for Aston Villa? Will Shea Given hold that starting job, or will the American get back in to goal for Aston Villa? We shall see. I think Villa stay up. I think it's going to be another nasty struggle. Nothing pretty. A lot of boos, a lot of moans and groans at Villa Park, and another 15th or 16th place finish. And I hope Tim Sherwood makes it through to the end of the season, because apart from Jose Mourinho, Tim Sherwood interviews might take the cake as the most entertaining in all of the Premier League. Yeah, I mean, you go out, you play the game, you play the game tough. You know, you got to go out there. You got to go out there, you play the game tough.
I know our common friend Karthik Krishna loves himself some Tim Sherwood, so I'm sure he'd love to see him stay up.
Kardik enjoys Tim Sherwood a little bit too much. All right, let's talk about a sleeper pick, or as we had to translate for Rebecca Lowe yesterday in England, they'd call it a surprise package. A team that you're looking for, Napoon, to sneak into the top seven, either into a Europa League spot or even sniff out the fourth spot for the Champions League or pull off something remarkable. Kind of thinking back to Everton a couple of seasons ago and Southampton last season. Who's your version of that here this season?
How about Liverpool surviving the drop? That's a sleeper pick.
Oh, you son of a... Back to business. Give me your sleeper pick.
Yeah. I think Southampton. I have to go back to Southampton. I'm just so blown away by how well they've been managed. I know they've lost Schneiderlin, who's a big part of their success. But Classy has come in, and I still rate Wanyama. And I think Southampton is still my outside pick for somehow getting to Champions League. I mean, I'd say it's virtually impossible. It's a sleeper pick, as you had to define to Rebecca Lowe yesterday. But I would have to go back to Southampton. I'd say Southampton is the club I watch the most, other than Manchester United.
And you're not alone in that. A lot of people were rooting for Southampton last year because of the type of football that the Saints play and the mentality.
And because you have to remember that they lost eight of their starting. I picked them to get relegated at the last start of last season, and they were just destroying it. And you know, they deserve so much credit, and they're everything that's right with football.
Well, you really think though that Ronald Koeman's going to be able to balance competitions? Because we must remember now that Southampton are into Europe now, and much of what you know played to their strength last year was being able to focus week to week in the Premier League. You think they're going to be able to balance fixtures this year?
You know, the thing is that's a very good point, but at the same time, every prediction that I've made for Southampton as far as dismissing them has come wrong. And it's because they've been managed so well by Koeman and the owners. I think they've made enough investment, and I think they're going to add a couple more players. There's talk of them signing the Aymar forward, I forget his name, coming up in the next few weeks. And I think they can do it. I wouldn't put money on it, but I think if there's one team that I would like to see, and I think is a sleeper pick, it is Southampton. There's no other team that you can think that I can think of. Not Newcastle, certainly. Maybe under Ranieri, Leicester City can do something special. I think the era of Martinez's genius at Wigan has worn thin at Everton. So for me, it has to be Southampton.
Hey, you're talking about Southampton, and you're saying that you're rooting for them, but you just said that, you know, over the last few seasons you've been picking them for the drop, and then they do all these great things. I just got a text from the Southampton fan club saying, hey, keep rooting against us. When you root against us, good things happen. Quit getting on our bandwagon. All right, let's save that. We saved the best for last. Give me your top four. Yeah. Go 1 through 4. The stage is yours, Nipun Chopra, and if you pick United for the title, I'll let you have it.
No, that would be disingenuous. And my heart will always be United for the title, but my brain says Chelsea will continue for the will win the title again. I think Mourinho is doing all the right stuff with that team. He's investing in youth. He's going to sign John Stones. He just signed that fullback, Baba Rehman. So they will win the title, and I think they'll win it comfortably. I think there will be a serious battle for second. I think it'll be between Arsenal, United, and City. Sorry, not Liverpool. And I think Arsenal will get second, United will get third, and City will get fourth. I think City on the wrong side of the building cycle. And I will be very surprised and very sad, by the way, and very sad when Pellegrini gets the sack.
So there you have it, Nipun Chopra, his top four, Chelsea, United, Arsenal, and Manchester City. I have got Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester United, and Manchester City, with my beloved Reds of Liverpool finishing in fifth place. Brendan Rodgers will guide them to the Carling Cup, where they will lose in the final to somebody, and then they will make an FA Cup quarterfinal. They will get knocked out in heartbreaking fashion, and finally, the guillotine will come down from the Fenway group, and Brendan Rodgers' time will come to an end at Anfield. Liverpool to finish
fifth. You do think he'll survive the season?
I think he survives the season. I think they give him till the end. They got to give him till the end. And then we try to figure out a way to get Jurgen Klopp or get Rafa Benitez out of Real Madrid. Let's not go that far. Let's just focus on the task at hand, which is starting up this Premier League season. Hey, 30 seconds left here with you, Nipun. How about a shout out for the Indy 11, your hometown club out there in Indianapolis?
I absolutely love the Indy 11. If you live in Indianapolis, you should be following the Indy 11. We're doing just magical things. The Brickyard Battalion, which is the supporter group that started it all, and Peter Wilt, who is a genius. And, you know, you should absolutely, if you're ever in Indy, Nate, you are welcome to go to an Indy 11 game with me.
Oh, thank you. I would love to join you. And see, I love it, Nipun. See, you are a Manchester United supporter, but you also support your local club. Way to go, sir. Thank you for joining us, Nipun. You're welcome back on this show anytime. It was a pleasure having you, man.
Cheers, Nate.
Again, that was Nipun Chopra of the United and Liverpool Fans Podcast, picking Chelsea to win the Premier League title. We're closing this thing out after this right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Ow. Hey, oh, sorry there. Hey, we're back on World Soccer Talk Radio. Sorry, I was just cleaning out my wounds after getting abused by a neuroscientist for 45 minutes. Nipun Chopra of the United and Liverpool Fans podcast coming in hot to World Soccer Talk Radio. Yeah, you like that one? Liverpool, they're going to be the sleeper pick this year to avoid the drop in the Premier League. You know what? I'm the biggest Liverpool fan that you're going to find on this show. Well, because I'm the only one on this show. I'm a big Liverpool fan is the point of this whole spiel. I don't see them finishing the top four. Brendan Rodgers has got his final year at Anfield ahead of him. It pains me to say, but why should it improve? They're not in the top four. They are not a top four roster, a top four squad. That team is destined to finish fifth. Oh, and then maybe they'll do some work in the Europa League. Yeah, we shall see. Nipun Chopra, very much enjoyed our conversation with that man right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. He will definitely be returning again sometime during the Premier League season. And tomorrow, this Premier League preview extravaganza continues with the two Robbies at the same time. Robbie Musto and Robbie Earle will be with us of NBC Sports right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Tune in for that tomorrow right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Signing off, my name's Nate Abarea. For the producer, Dom Jimenez, and the gaffer, Christopher Harris. Cheers! Bye for now. Talk to you tomorrow.